The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
CBS reporting that Donald Trump may be about to pull the plug on another one of his cabinet picks. Here's Matt Gaetz first. That didn't work out. And now maybe Pete Hegseth. Fox News host's got some military experience, but he's got some skeletons in his closet as well.
He likes the booze, and he likes to get a little flirtatious.
He likes the ladies, and he may be on his way out now. No confirmation from the Trump team about this, but let's bring in SMU political science professor Matt Wilson. He's with us right now on KRLD to talk about this. Matt, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So after Matt Gaetz, all the attention shifted to Pete Hegseth. Is there any surprise here if this does turn out to be true?
Well, I think the surprise is that Hegseth was apparently not more forthcoming with the Trump administration and with the transition team in saying, hey, look, here's some stuff that's likely to come up. There's this accusation against me about sexual assault, even though he insists there's nothing to it. And, hey, I've had some drinking issues in the past, and that has been an issue with some of my previous employers. That's just part of full disclosure if somebody's going to stick their neck out and nominate you for something. And I think that's what's irking Trump and the transition team, is that apparently Hegseth was not forthcoming with them about these potential roadblocks.
Yep, nope, I'm clean. Nothing to see here. And the other part of this report is that if he is pulled, he might be replaced with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Does that name surprise you?
Well, it surprises me a little bit, only because there is some past animosity between Trump and DeSantis. They've had a kind of a love-hate relationship politically over the years. But DeSantis is eminently qualified in the sense that he also has a record of military service and has obviously considerable administrative experience as governor of Florida. So DeSantis would seem to be an easy confirmation were he substituted into this position. So I think if Hegseth is pulled or withdraws, then the nominee is likely to either be DeSantis or a veteran who currently serves in the Senate, somebody like potentially Joni Ernst, because those would be seemingly easy confirmations.
If Hegseth was to pull his nomination, or if Trump was to remove him, that would be the second one of the cabinet nominees to do so. Does that hurt his other cabinet nominees going forward in their confirmation process?
Not really. I don't think so. There are others who are going to face some tough questions, Robert F. Kennedy being a good example of that. But it would show at least that Trump is willing to change course if there seems to be good reason to, if opposition emerges, if things come up that he was not aware of. So it shows some flexibility and some discretion and discernment on the part of the Trump administration. So I think each nominee is largely treated as a separate case. And so if Hegseth goes down, or Matt Gaetz went down, I don't think that necessarily creates problems for other nominees.
Would it just kill Trump if this happens and he... for him to pick DeSantis? I think he called him DeSanctimonious. There was some bad blood on the campaign trail. Is this something Trump would want to do, pick him?
I mean, he may have some reservations about it, but remember that once upon a time, there was bad blood between Trump and Marco Rubio. and he's nominated Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. Remember, he used to call him Little Marco back during the 2016 campaign, and they traded some barbs. But all that is, you know, water under the bridge, apparently. So Trump has shown an ability to reconcile with people who have criticized him. Remember that J.D. Vance was very critical once upon a time of Donald Trump. So he's willing to let bygones be bygones. But, what the nature of DeSantis' relationships are with others in Trump world who are influential, particularly people like J.D. Vance and Donald Trump Jr., I think would be important to determining his prospects going forward.
Matt, thanks so much. SMU political science professor Matt Wilson with us here on KRLD. We've got more on the story as this develops, because this report just coming out this morning. So we'll keep you updated here on KRLD.